15. Philip and Britt the Elder sat in their windowless office, each hunched over their respective Dell Econobox computers, poring over digital files. They worked with the kind of zeal that only comes when you're doing something you find infinitely boring and want to be done with it as soon as possible. For the last 7.5 hours, neither of them had stirred, except to make a quick run to the bathroom or the fridge, both of which were at Britt the Elder's home, to which they would teleport. Nor had they said a word to each other, except to ask if the other wanted anything from the fridge, but even that was relatively rare. They were both highly focused on the task at hand, and knew that stopping to get or enjoy anything from the fridge would only lead them to having to stop again to use the restroom, and as such was doubly inefficient. Their concentration was such that Britt the Much Elder had to clear her throat twice to get them to notice when she arrived. Philip turned slowly in his chair and looked up at Britt the Much Elder. She wore a usual neatly pressed suit, an electronic tablet in her hand. He scrunched his eyes shut and rubbed them with the heels of his hands.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Britt the Much Elder stammered, looking down at Philip and the back of Britt the Elder's head, as she hadn't turned around, craned her neck, or in any way acknowledged that Britt the Much Elder had entered. I just thought I'd drop in for a progress report.
We don't work for you,
Britt the Elder said without looking away from her monitor. Britt the Much Elder asked, I'm sorry?
You should be. We don't work for you. So just popping in and demanding a report isn't cool, okay?
Britt the Much Elder looked to Philip for help. Instead, she got a quality demonstration of his blinking and shrugging skills. Britt the Much Elder took a deep, calming breath and forced a smile onto her face.
You're right, of course. I didn't mean that as a command or anything. I'm just wondering how it's going in here, is all.
Philip pointed to his computer.
I've only got just a little bit more of the logs left. It's taken 2 full work days, but it's almost done.
Any clues? Britt the Much Elder asked.
Nothing.
He nodded toward Britt the Elder.
She had to scan all of those pages before she could start searching in earnest, but she's also worked later the last 2 nights. Hey, Britt, how much longer do you figure it'll take?
She didn't answer. Philip said,
I asked her that 2 hours ago. She said 5 hours then, so I figure it'll take her about 3 more hours.
Britt the Elder didn't lift her eyes from her screen or alter her body language in the slightest. Britt the Much Elder looked at Britt the Elder's back and asked,
And have you found anything?
Philip said,
Last time I asked that, she said that if she'd found something, she'd have mentioned it, probably quite loudly. While rejoicing that she doesn't have to pore through the journals anymore.
I see.
Of course, it would help if we knew what we're actually looking for,
Philip said.
I mean, we're looking for the cause of a glitch, but we don't know what that is. We don't know if something caused her memory problem and that triggered the foot glitch, or if it was the other way around. Or if they aren't even connected. The only reason we believe they are is that they both popped up at around the same time.
Britt the Much Elder nodded.
Yeah, I see your problem.
And how is the glitching? Still getting worse? Britt the Elder kicked her left leg out and pulled up the pant leg of the dark red suit she'd stolen from Britt the Much Elder's closet. Her exposed calf vacillated at random between looking absolutely natural and looking like it was comprised of polygons. Britt the Much Elder cringed.
That's not good. How far up does it go?
Britt the Elder sagged visibly.
Look, Britt the Much Elder said, I'm not trying to bother you, but this all affects me too.
Britt the Elder waved a hand dismissively.
Yes, of course it does. I'm not mad. I just want to get this done, you know? The glitching isn't up to my knees yet, but it is climbing. It's also spread to the waste paper basket I'm using as a footrest. I plan to get rid of it and magic up a new one. Maybe if I keep running through footrests, I can keep the glitch from spreading to the floor.
Okay. Thanks for telling me. And, Philip, how are things with Britt the Younger?
Fine, as far as she knows. I, on the other hand, am miserable. I hate lying to her.
Britt the Elder said. We understand that, Philip. But I promise you'd hate the result of her learning that you're sneaking out to help me even more.
Britt the Much Elder snorted. You'd be lucky if you got to explain yourself well enough to tell her you're just helping her. There's a good chance that Britt the Younger might just assume you two are having an affair.
I know I probably would have.
Britt the Elder nodded emphatically.
Oh, me too.
But would that even count as an affair, technically? I mean, I'm her. Sleeping with me now would just be sleeping with her later on.
She'd never see it that way, Britt the Much Elder said. At worst, she sees you as another person who gets on her nerves, and Philip knows that. At best, she sees you, in a weird way, as Philip's ex because you used to date him, albeit in Philip's present.
But since we're not together anymore, anything Philip wants to do should be fine. It wouldn't be cheating, just a post-relationship hookup with her, technically.
Philip said,
I'll remember that argument if she accuses me of anything. Both Britt the Elder and Britt the Much Elder shouted, no.
Britt the Much Elder elaborated.
Philip, if Britt the Younger accuses you of cheating on her, even if you're perfectly innocent, never try to defend yourself using any argument that has the word technically in it.
I'm not cheating on Britt, Philip shouted. I would never cheat on her with either of you or both of you.
Britt the Much Elder said,
you'd never get the opportunity.
Damn right, Britt the Elder agreed. Never, ever.
I didn't say you would. I didn't even bring the idea up. All I was saying was that I hate lying to her, even for the two of you.
Britt the Elder said,
we know, Philip, and we appreciate it. Look at it this way. If she does find us out, she might not break up with you over it. You know how she feels about me. If she found out you were sneaking off to see me, she'd probably blame me for it anyway.
Yes, but I also know that the first thing she'd do is track you down and confront you, and that, as you pointed out, would probably lead to a glitch that would end the world. So either way, my relationship would be over.
Britt the Much Elder said,
Okay, this is getting a little heavy. Let's just turn back to business, shall we? Neither of you has found anything in the interface logs or in Britt the Younger's journals. What do you want to do next?
Britt the Elder sighed.
If we don't find anything helpful in the records, and it looks like we won't, the next obvious move is to start looking at my entry in the file. Specifically, we need to find the parts that govern memory.
I don't like it, Philip said. It seems terribly risky. We've never done much research into that part of the file, out of fear that even the slightest mistake might irreparably hurt or even kill whoever we're looking at.
Well, we wouldn't just go in and start changing things willy-nilly. We do research, plan our moves carefully, talk to other wizards about how to proceed.
Philip thought for a moment.
We could bring in Louisa. A doctor's input might be helpful.
Britt the Elder said,
no, she tends to be pretty cautious. She'd probably try to talk us out of the whole idea.
That's what I was hoping,
Philip muttered.
No, we'd need someone who has experience in this area.
Philip said,
I'm sorry, but like I said, nobody has any experience in this area. We've never looked at altering memories because it's just way too dangerous. We have too much regard for human life.
Britt the Much Elder smiled.
Philip, you say we've never done much research, but that only means that nobody's ever done it while you were around.
Philip considered this.
No, I'm sorry, but no, I see a point, but none of the magic users I know of would ever be that reckless.
Nobody?
Britt the Elder asked.
Nobody.
Nobody ever?
Well, I mean, I can only think of two who might fit the bill, and they're both dead. And I don't really like the idea of going back in time and asking that murderous little swine, Todd, for help.
Britt the Elder shook her head.
I'd never ask Todd for help.
Philip grimaced.
That leaves the other one, and I don't really want to go back in time to talk to him at all.
Britt the Elder pulled up her electronic tablet and started swiping through files.
That's perfectly understandable. Luckily, we're not going to have to.
Philip said,
good.
Time travel won't be necessary. Philip closed his eyes.
No.
Yes, Britt the Much Elder turned to Britt the Elder. Philip doesn't know that Jimmy's still alive?
Philip said, no.
Britt the Elder said, I thought it'd be easier to just let you break the news. Britt the Much Elder said, easier for you, you mean? Britt the Elder said, yes, that is what I mean. Britt the Much Elder made a selection on the tablet. That's pretty much the definition of short-sightedness. Yes, Philip, James Sadler, a.k.a. Jimmy, a.k.a. Merlin, is alive and well. Philip shouted,
no!
Britt the Much Elder said, definitely yes. This is a surveillance report by two of our operatives, filed just this morning. She turned her tablet around for Britt the Elder and Philip. Britt the Elder leaned in to read, smiling. Philip leaned back and turned away, averting his gaze as if the tablet were the remains of a dead animal he'd found in his crawl space.
Are you sure it's really him?
Britt the Elder snorted. Is it typical for an agent to say things like, the subject is a smug, smarmy bastard, in an official report? Philip moaned.
It's really him.